every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
It's time for On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, brought to you by the good people at HarmonyCheese.com. If you're hungry, you want some cheese, you're watching a football game, you got parties coming over, the cheese for you is HarmonyCheese.com, right out of the nation's breadbasket in Wisconsin, Green Bay. I'm telling you, this is the cheese that's shipped all over America, so check it out. Now let's get on with the show, because here's the nation's quarterback, number 15. He's fresh out of Super Bowl 14, the one and only Vince Ferragamo. Vince, welcome to your show.
Well, thank you, Michael. And I'm looking around the broadcast booth here, and I see Corey wearing the Dodgers shirt. So we are excited.
Feeling pretty good about the Dodgers here.
This is good. It's a good time.
And another voice there is number 78, a guy who played 20 seasons as an offensive lineman with the Rams, the Energizer Bunny. We're talking about the one and only Jackie Slater. Jackie, welcome to your podcast.
Thank you very much, Mike. And as always, we're wishing you get better and hoping you get back in here with us as soon as possible.
In person, yeah.
I'm eating cheese. I'm trying to get the Harmony Cheeses helping me out. Let me go. It's good stuff. Hey, speaking of our producer, Corey Marino, all of us here are big baseball fans. And that World Series game, you know, this last week, 18 innings. It's like, you know, you pay one the price for a ticket. You got two games there, 18 innings over there. What'd you think of that, Vince?
Two stretches.
Wasn't it awesome, though, Jackie, to see this game? 10 runs were scored in regulation, and then all of a sudden it goes extra innings. 9 relievers out of the bullpen, and people were talking about, wow, what are the Dodgers bullpen going to look like? Hey, they came to play.
You know, another
they showed up.
You know another thing? I know now how the people felt watching Babe Ruth and Satchel Paige and people like that play.
Oh,
I mean, this guy's making history, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff you just haven't seen before. He is really, really special.
And we know the guy that caught the foul ball from Will Smith in the 14th inning.
How about that?
Isn't that something?
It was your friend's son.
That's right. It was Siegel. It was Josh Siegel.
Yeah.
I mean, it was awesome. He's got the ball. He was interviewed on it, and he's never going to let that go. I know that.
He says he's going to put it in a safe place.
He wants to get Ohtani to sign it, of all people. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, he's really something. I mean, he does it. Ohtani does it subtly. I mean, I'm telling you. You're watching this. He had a couple of doubles, a couple of home runs, 4 intentional walks.
Right. He was on base 9 at-bats, Mike.
Unbelievable.
All 9.
All right, we'll handicap it, talk about it a little bit when we come back. On Point Live. Check out our website, onpointlive.net. Say you like us on YouTube, our YouTube channel. Subscribe to it, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. It's On Point Live. We'll be back with Vince and Jackie right here.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And now for Harmony Cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony Cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony Cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com.
That's harmonycheese.com.
We're Sell My House Fast, and we've been buying unwanted houses for cash fast for 25 years. We buy old houses, new houses, abandoned houses, all types of houses, and we'll buy your unwanted house for cash fast. If you're relocating, inherited a home you don't want, if you've got a tenant you really don't want, Sell My House Fast will buy it fast. If you're behind on taxes, want to avoid foreclosure, if you're going through a divorce or just need cash fast, we'll buy your house at a fair cash price, and we'll close fast too. Sell with us, and there's no real estate agent, which means no real estate commissions. We'll do all the repairs, all the cleaning, and cleanup. We've got hundreds of Google five-star reviews because our offers are fair and the process transparent. Call now to connect with a qualified local buyer. Call 1-800-743-0546. 1-800-743-0546. 1-800-743-0546.
Welcome back to On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater, brought to you by our good friends at HarmonyCheese.com, the place to go for great cheese, Abergele, you know, all your favorite cheeses.
Six pepper cheddar.
Six pepper. Thank you, Jackie.
Don't forget that one.
All right, man. The Merlot.
Oh, my goodness.
The Merlot is good, huh?
It is so good. So good.
We'll talk a little more about it here because we got a lot of great football coming up this weekend. So order your cheese at HarmonyCheese.com. Don't forget, if you mention CRN Talk, I believe, or On Point Live, you get like a 10 or 15% discount. So check it out at their website. At HarmonyCheese.com. Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk a little bit of that baseball game going on, guys. We got a lot of football to talk to. I want to remind our audience that we tape this show midweek, and so we don't have everything right in front of us here. We talk about it, but we can talk about what we know. And we know that game three, 70% is it, Corey Marino, of the people that win game three, teams that win, go on to win the series, correct?
Yeah, it's just a little bit over 70 that go on to win once you win game three. So, and game four is going to be very important because Ohtani went and played 18 innings, and now he's got to go pitch.
How about that? Vinny, right. I want to jump in here right
now. Go ahead, Jackie Slater, everybody.
I've been holding this back for quite some time.
Don't hold it back. Let it out.
But, I right now know how the people felt that watched the great Babe Ruth, Satchel Paige. You know, I know how those people felt because I'm watching Shohei Ohtani, Vince.
Yeah.
This is stuff that we have never seen before. No. It is stuff that people never thought would happen. Yeah. This guy is so unique, and I just hope that the baseball fans in the United States right now and around the world literally are appreciating the opportunity we had to watch this very special
play. Well, he certainly gave the team a lift, Jackie, that's for sure, and he's an unbelievable performer. He comes out, he not only pitches, he can hit. He can field. He can run. He can run the bases.
What can he do?
But he overran second base once, and he just overran the base.
His foot came off.
He's human. Let me ask you this question, Vince Ferragamo, because you're probably at odds here today. You played football in Canada the last time they had some great football teams, and you got the American team of the Dodgers. Are you pulling for Canada, or are you pulling for the Dodgers and the United States as a market?
Raised in Southern California, Mike. I grew up a Dodger fan. The Garvey, Say, Lopes, Russell. Come on.
He lives less than 2 miles.
Tommy Lasorda was my good friend.
He lives less than 2 miles where Freddie Freeman went to high school.
That's right. You know, Freddie's the man right here in our neighborhood. And so we're all pulling for the Dodgers. But, man, it's just amazing how they come out and perform
it is.
Each and every year. You know, they're odds on favorite again to repeat.
this year.
Let me ask you guys.
So,
yeah, what about the bullpen? The Dodgers have had trouble with their bullpens all year long. Last night didn't seem like such a problem. Even Clayton Kershaw got us a strikeout there. How many pitchers did they use there, Corey? Was it 11 last night? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 pitchers, right?
Well, 9 relievers, right, Corey?
Yeah,
nine relievers. And so I think both teams ended up using over 18 pitchers in the game.
Man. Unbelievable. This 18. Will Klein, this kid had never pitched more than
never
two
pitched.
Innings.
Oh, well,
in
he
any
was
of his
sensational,
appearances, and he threw 72 pitches across the board. I'm telling you.
What did they say to him, Jackie? Someone in the dugout says, "Hey, I heard one thing. Just keep going." So yeah, I kept going.
He
is
kept
what he
going.
Said. He just kept pitching.
And just think, man, just last month, this guy was sitting at home.
I know.
Exactly.
He was sitting at home.
He's got a secret pitch, Jackie. He's got a secret pitch, and we recorded it for you on audio last night. That's it. Nobody
hard
can hit
see,
it.
Hard to see, Mike. That's hard to see.
That's hard to see, that, for sure.
Man,
oh, man.
They were
I was
great.
So happy for Will Klein.
And then really how about Freddie Freeman? Yeah.
Yeah.
The walk-off home run.
I loved
mean,
it.
Just
deadly, man.
Send it directly over center field wall.
He is deadly.
I mean, it was, I mean.
He was looking for
clutch.
A hit there, Vince. He was looking for a hit. He didn't have a lot of success yet. I think one hit earlier to end it with that when Will Smith almost got a home run to have enough hit when they and strength to pull it because it was wet and damp, and they said the ball's not traveling as far. Freddie Freeman was able to get it out of center field, the deepest part of the
Dodgers. The deepest part.
It happened at 11:05 p.m.
11:05 p.m.
But, you know, I just marvel at a guy like Mookie Betts, outfielder, comes in, gold glove winner at shortstop make him plays like he does.
Yes.
How do you just change from one?
The kid has been playing baseball since he was 2 years old.
I mean, it's amazing.
He loves the game. Vince, when you see these special performances, and the same thing goes for Shohei.
Yeah.
When you see special performers doing special things in any sport, baseball included, but particularly in baseball with so many different technical aspects associated with it, you got to know that these people love what they're doing.
They do.
We're watching some of the most passionate individuals about what they're doing that there are in the world.
And
that's as simple as that.
They're showing they have depth too, Jackie. They do it in all positions. So
one other thought here, gentlemen, and your comments on this, because I love this guy, but I think we should keep him out of the ballpark. I'm talking about the guy who sings the national anthem for the Dodgers. Brad Paisley.
Yeah,
saying World Series Game 2 in 2017, the game goes 11 innings.
Well, World if you're Series, buying a ticket, you want to have him sing the national anthem because
World
you're going to get more action.
World Series Game 3 in 2018, 18 innings.
Yes.
World Series Game 1 in 2024, 10 innings.
Yeah.
And he sang last night in the World Series Game 3, 2025, another 18 inning judge. Brad, give it a rest.
Yeah, it just depends on what your perspective is for that particular day. You know, I have been running late to a baseball game, and I'm thinking, man, I think just hold it up just a little while. If they let Brad sing, they're holding out, making it on time.
That's right. You got time to get to the stadium.
I have time to get there.
The players were tired enough that they were eating Melissa's produce, Vince.
Oh, wow.
Your pal said that Melissa's produce, they had watermelon and pineapple. Even the announcers had it.
Man, that was a great idea because that gave a lift, right, in the extra innings. Because
well,
you need a little spark.
Yeah, a little
something,
extra
potassium something. Come
there,
on, let's see.
Juice, yeah.
Oh, man, this is good. And it was a warm night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got it done. But, that was nice of Sharon to send that.
It was.
That fruit down to the dugout.
They
enjoyed
Will
it.
Will Klein talked about his roll out of the bullpen, said the only thing I heard was keep going, and I was
keep going.
I was sitting at home in Arizona for like the last month. This is crazy. I've never seen that many notifications in my life. I don't think I could have dreamt a dream that good. He was absolutely lights out.
When he said notifications, Vince and I assumed that he was talking about his cell phone blowing up with text messages.
Exactly.
Joe Davis had the line of the night. He said when he first started pitching, he didn't have that beard. And he's got a grizzled beard, I'll tell you.
That's right.
All right, let's get into your expertise, gentlemen. Let's get into this last week's games. Let's talk about Monday night, the Chiefs against the Commanders. We'll start with you, Jackie Slater.
Well,
28-7.
What we're seeing right now is Andy Reid is winding his team up for big second half run and into the playoffs. You know, they have had some stumbling. If you look over the past years under Andy Reid, they have had some early season issues that they've had to work out. They've had to work them out. But as we are watching this team right now, they are getting all of these kinks worked out. I just would like to see Patrick Mahomes take a few less shots because he's going to take off. He's daring, but he takes some big shots sometime. And I don't know, he's a big guy, and he can handle it, but I'd like to see him take a few less shots. But they are priming themselves for a second-half run and into the playoffs. They are special.
Your thoughts, Vince Ferragamo?
Well, Jackie and I both talked about how successful they are executing their offensive scheme. And basically what they do is instinctive plays and ad-lib plays. So they run a play, and they have different types of ways they can get around working this play out. If everybody's covered, then they just get open instinctively. And Patrick Mahomes is always finding a way to do it. But Andy Reid has really got this team rolling. Spagnuolo's got the defense playing at a top level. This team now has made this statement, okay, and they're moving forward because you won't play a team like the Commanders coming off a couple of tough games as well prepared and as tough as they came out to play, and they lose by 3 touchdowns. That's how good the Chiefs are, and they're playing really well on offense.
They really are.
Every game this week decided by 10 or more points except the Jets and the Bengals, I'm telling you.
Right.
Some score in there. And if you walked away, you kind of missed some things there because there were a lot of come-from-behinds too. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have a little more for you. We'll talk to you a little bit here in the break about HarmonyCheese.com. Want you to try out that delicious cheese. Don't forget our Instagram page, on.point.live. Our email, onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll tell you why that's important. So check it out at onpoint@crntalk.com. Send us an email. We'll tell you why when we come back with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. It's On Point Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I want to remind you, email us your questions because we're going to be giving away some prizes here in the upcoming week. So you want to get anybody that emails us any kind of comment or question for us to use at onpoint@crntalk.com is going to be available for entry into our big contest here that we're going to have. So remember our email, onpoint@crntalk.com. Vince Ferragamo, we didn't get all your final thoughts there on the Chiefs game.
Well, the Chiefs were just remarkable, Mike, how they were able to come back after that halftime visit in the locker room. And we've always talked about how important coaching is. And Andy Reid comes from a great pedigree of coaches, the Bill Walsh, the Mike Holmgren. And Jackie can relate a couple stories. But how exciting it is to play with this kind of system that is just West Coast offense style. And Jackie, you can preparation for a Pro Bowl game back in the day.
It is very sophisticated, very detailed, and not just for the quarterback and the wide receivers, but for everybody, the running backs, the offensive line. I remember playing in my first Pro Bowl, and this was in 1983, and the head coach was Bill Walsh and Mike Holmgren, the offensive coordinator. And I had talked to all of my friends about going to the Pro Bowl and what it was like and everything. And they said, Jackie, don't worry about it. They're going to give you a couple of dives to the right, a couple of dives to the left, put you on the front side, the back side, throw some five-step drop passes and maybe a couple of quick ones. That'll be it, man. You're out of there. You're not that big of a thing. Enjoy the week.
Your quarterback was, too, Jeff.
Joe Montana was the quarterback, okay. And he got in the huddle and did keep us all calm. But they gave us a playbook, Mike. It was 3 inches thick.
Wow.
I spent the whole week going over the plays trying to learn the playbook. It was unbelievable. but you know what happened, Mike? The most lopsided Pro Bowl game victory in the history of Pro Bowls, we beat them 45-3.
There you go.
They called every play that they had in their arsenal.
And now, Mike, they play flag football. You know,
exactly.
It's not the same.
It's totally different.
All right, let's get into some more games here from last week. Patriots 32, the Browns 13. These Patriots are for real, Jackie Slater.
Oh, yeah, they are for real. And you know, there are a lot of really basic things that are happening with this football team that kind of transforms this team from the teams of the past few decades. For example, Mike Vrabel, and he played under Bill Belichick, so he participated in this. When you introduce the New England Patriots, Vince, you introduce the entire roster. They just came out of the locker room en masse, the New England Patriots, and that was it. Now, Vrabel has changed it up because he wants his guys to be recognized for their jobs, and what he does is he introduces them just like most other teams does. He introduced the offense that week. He introduced the defense that week, some special teams that week. And all of these guys during this particular time, I know I used to get jacked up for this, man, when the offense went out. All of these guys get that personal, unique representation and commitment by the organization that this is our guy. This is our guy. And it means a lot, Vince. You know that. It goes a long ways.
Well, Jackie also does every week. He does family hometown photos.
Absolutely.
And what that does is he comes out and says, who was this when he was age 7 years old or 8 years old?
Right.
And people are looking at him. It's family. It's a cultivation of team that gets together and enjoys one another and can cherish old memories, you know, and they do that on the game. But Mike Vrabel has added a toughness to this team. He's not only getting this team rolling on offense and defense, he knows the basic fundamentals, but their coaching staff with Josh McDaniels, with guys like Stephon Diggs bringing them into the mix, and taking a young quarterback like Drake May and doing what they do best. And he throws the deep ball very, very well. He's got great touch on the ball. They're running the football 177 yards. They know the basic fundamentals of quality coaching and quality teamwork. So do the Chiefs. And Josh McDaniels, obviously, he's made a big difference with.
I'll tell you, pretty interesting. Where's Belichick now? He's with Carolina, right?
I think so.
Yeah, he is.
He's with North Carolina.
North Carolina. He's seen what's going on, and apparently he has changed the way he introduces people. Now his girlfriend comes out before the game and goes, "Here's Billy."
I don't know.
There you go. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know about all of that, but I do know this. When you mention that guy's name, he's the best coach in the history the National Football League.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
And he's good for us old-timers. Let's talk about the Broncos and Cowboys. Broncos looking good, 44. Cowboys, 24. Vince, we'll start with you on this one.
What you need to have to be a successful team to travel with and also play at home is a running game. They had 179 yards rushing the football, as did the Chiefs had a lot of yards running. So did the Patriots. And here the Broncos have done it, but they do it in a special way. They take a play out of Vince Lombardi's playbook, and it was the great sweep. As you remember, back in the day, they could sweep either right or left, get outside with their running back. It opens up the entire playbook. They do it in a multitude of different ways, right, with tight ends sealing the corner, with a guard tackle pulling, with a back or a wide receiver crackbacking the block.
Right.
And then that opens up their entire offense. Bo Nix is playing at a higher level now. He's improving week to week. He's getting better in all phases of the game, fundamentally, rapport with his players. He's throwing a great touch pass. He's using good body mechanics. Someone's teaching him. He's poised. He's better throwing motion. Overall, he's just a good quarterback. And this team is really making a change. And they're a tough team in the West. AFC West is the toughest division in football right
now. Yeah, I know you said that, and I'm inclined to agree with you, Vince. The thing that I like about all of that's going on with this young guy is the fact that he has been supported by a tenacious running game. And when you go down the list and when we talk about these teams one after the other, all you see is 177 yards rushing, 179 yards rushing, and on and on and on.
Yeah.
What I told you 2 or 3 weeks ago was what I'm expecting to see is a resurgence of the running game in the National Football League, and the primary reason for that is because the pass rushers are sleek, undersized guys that can't handle and hold up to being hit in the lips by a 350-pound guy and driven off the football.
Just
that's one of the main
ball.
Reasons. And we're going to control the ball, control the clock, and have better opportunities and better chances of winning many of these matchups.
Really something. Broncos quarterback Bo Nix had joined NFL legends Peyton Manning and John Elway, only quarterbacks in Denver history with 3-plus wins and 4-plus passing touchdowns. So pretty impressive.
Yes.
Jackie, Colts. Looking good. Indianapolis Colts 38, Titans 14. What'd you think?
Well, here again, I mean, I'm thinking about my old teammate Eric Dickerson and Wendell Tyler, and the list goes on. I had seven different guys that had over 1,000 yards rushing, but this guy, Jonathan Taylor, would have fit right in there with them. I mean, and the other number here is 153 yards rushing and 3 rushing touchdowns. That is something that I said was going to have to happen for a team to turn itself around. It even happened for the Colts. I mean, for the can't think of the right now. The guy got was doing the camel walk. What was it?
Aaron Glenn.
Eric Glenn and the Jets came back and won the game because they went back to running the football.
If
you can run the football, if you can snotty some guys' noses up, you're going to have a chance to win the National Football League. And I think that's going to be that way over the next 5 or 6 years, Vince, because all of these edge rushers are undersized guys. They're just speed, up-the-field type guys.
Take advantage of the running game. 164 yards rushing the ball, Michael. The Colts, Daniel Jones is on fire. Shane Steichen's got his offense rolling.
Right.
And don't forget, the rookie of the year, the MVP, is Tyler Warren. He has, 37 catches so far this year? That's almost 5 a game. Last week, he was 4 catches for 53 yards. Roll.
He's on a roll.
And how about that catch by Michael Pittman Jr.? A left-handed underneath the shoulder catch the left corner of the end zone. Yeah. Unbelievable. I mean, that's some sports center
catch. But for a holding call against the Rams, this team right here is
they'd be 8-0.
It's undefeated.
Yeah, they'd be
All right, let's look at Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield and the gang there, 23, the Saints 3. Vince, start with you.
Quick. I mean, the defense forced 4 turnovers. I mean, they're playing great. Vita Vea on defensive line is a
load.
A force.
He's a load.
I mean, you can't stop him. And Baker Mayfield's one of the toughest quarterbacks. We said a couple weeks ago he's possibly on the MVP role. Well, a lot of games left to play, but up till the halfway mark, he was probably in the top voting. He's his competitor, and he'll play tough. They're winning games because they have him at the helm.
And, you know, right now you got to figure they're going to win that division, Vince, because who else is in the South besides Tampa Bay that's
Tampa
playing
Bay
football
is in.
At a top clip?
Jackie, I know you want to talk about the Chargers over the Vikings, 37-10. What'd you think?
Well, I mean, and Vince and I were talking about this on the way in about the way they are growing Justin Herbert, because he ends up with about 70 yards rushing, and it all seemed to be happening quick out of the pocket. Those weren't designed runs, as we discussed it. We looked at it and we saw where he was looking for receivers, reading both from the sidelines to the middle of the field, back to his other side, and then he'd take off. Because Vince has convinced me that the reason why he was doing that was because he had been told to speed up his clock, speed up his clock. And when he throws the ball, he's throwing it to somebody with great touch, and they're usually wide open or coming wide open. So it's interesting the way they're growing him right now with the everything that they're doing over there. And I just like Harbaugh as a leader. He has done a really good job of molding this team into a competitive force right here in Los Angeles.
Well said, Jackie, because Jim Harbaugh's influence has obviously affected Justin Herbert's play as well because of that offensive line, the shaky offensive line. They didn't wait any time. They quick throwing the ball. If it's not there, his quick time clock would revert to something else, either run the football, throw it away. Made a lot of yards rushing the football. And Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Jackie, ever since he started the game and finished the game, they're undefeated. So they got to keep that offensive line together.
Only one
intact.
Sack allowed, five pressures.
I'm sorry, we got to take a quick break. Jackie Slater needs some Harmony cheese. Bring out the six pepper cheese. We'll take a very quick break. When we come back, we'll have more for you here with On Point Live. Vince, what are you going to have for cheese?
I'm going to have the Merlot cheddar, please.
Merlot cheddar. All right. Check us out at onpointlive.net. We'll be back with Vince and Jackie at On Point Live.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
At Bank of America, we asked our people, how do you take ownership of your career?
I'm able to grow my way by putting the priorities that I have for my career first.
I thrive on being a leader who's behind the team, not in front of the team.
Every few years, I'm being re-energized because I get to do something different and learn something new.
See how our teammates are growing in their careers at bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka, handcrafted and pure, This is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, along with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. I've never seen two guys eat cheese that quickly here. And thank goodness Vince brought some of his wine with us here. What wine did you bring today, Vince?
It's obviously the Caressa J.
Yeah, paired it with the Merlot, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pepper cheese there, Jackie. Was it delicious?
It was delicious, but let me make this special point. Vince wasn't allowed to have any more than this much because he's got to drive.
Okay, that's good.
That's right. Right,
he's the driver. The other hand, I enjoyed. I enjoyed myself.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. All right, if you enjoyed it that much, how'd you enjoy that Packers-Steelers game on Sunday night, the Packers 35, the Steelers 25?
Well, the Packers are for real, aren't they, Jackie?
They are,
I mean,
Vince.
Jordan Love is so comfortable back
20
there.
20 completions, Vince.
Yeah, in a row.
In
consecutive.
A row.
Jackie, he's tied with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre for 75% of his pass completions in one game, 360 yards or more, three touchdowns. He's joined those three guys. And he did it against his old teammate, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you know, another thing, too, Vince. You know, birds of a feather flock together. You heard that, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Head coach Matt LaFleur, he came right out of Sean McVay's school of offense up there.
Yeah.
And what does he do? Who does he feature? Sean McVay last week.
Tight ends.
His first three tight ends caught, I don't know, four or five balls.
Right.
And then now look at this guy. Tucker Kraft. Have you heard of him before this past week?
Not really. But,
Tucker,
man, he was
Tucker
like –
Tucker Kraft had 143 yards of reception. He had two touchdowns, Vince, 128 yards after the catch.
That's
so
the key.
That
after
is the
catch.
Key. That they like to run after the catch tight ends, and that's exactly what these guys load themselves up on, the big guys that can run after the catch. And it was just amazing to watch the Packers and the Steelers, and I think that coach there is always going to be in contention for coach of the year.
It was frustrating at the end of the game, too, for Aaron Rodgers. He was trying to bring his team back, and Micah Parsons showed up, and they were putting some heat on the quarterback. And so that's a mark of a good team. You can travel like that to Pittsburgh and beat – that's the last time they beat – they haven't beat Pittsburgh since the Vince Lombardi days, haven't they, Corey?
Vince, but you know, you just told off on yourself. Because I used to ask you, do you ever watch The Rush? You said, no, I never watched The Rush. I'm looking down the field.
But Aaron Rodgers
knew exactly where Michael Parsons was coming from. He looked
at
him, and if he hit that hole, he kept his head fixated on that hole until he was 100% sure that he could throw the ball down the field. So
all right,
pass
Jackie.
Rush does impact it quarterbacks. Does.
Jackie, birds of a feather, man. Jackie Slater there. I got one for you.
Okay.
Running backs in any weather score touchdowns together. How about Saquon Barkley, 100 yards in that Eagles Giants game? Eagles winning 38-20. Jackie.
Yeah, that is to be expected because that's who they are. They have a running quarterback. Got a guy who can squat 500 or 600 pounds or whatever it is.
He did 500 in high school.
Yeah, he can throw the football and run with it. So you know, if you have a quarterback who's going to run with it, you got to have a running back. And so I have always been impressed with this young man. He had a huge run there before he strained his groin. Hopefully, they got a bye this week.
They got a bye. That's going
to
be good.
He'll have some time to get better. And, you know, the other thing is, this is not the same offensive line that was there in Philadelphia a year ago. It's just a group of guys committed to trying to do the job. I wouldn't say they're as talented. I wouldn't say they're as big.
But they played well in this game.
But they played well in this game, and they're committed to running the football. When you got a back that's going over 100 yards, that means that safety that's normally sitting back there and eyeballing those receivers and going to the one that they're likely to throw it to, he's got to commit himself into the box to play some run defense, get his nose bloodied up a little bit. And that's when offenses are really, really moving, Vince.
And, Michael, good teams know how to win despite the circumstances because they did it without A.J. Brown. Jalen Hurts is a winner. As a quarterback, they rushed for 276 yards. Saquon had 150 of those yards rushing. They can do it in different ways. They can beat you throwing. They can beat you running. And if that line continues to play like that, this is a team to contend with for another Super Bowl.
You know,
sometimes
Vince, go ahead.
Sometimes Vince, you get some help from the owner. Last week, the Jets owner Woody Johnson said, "If we can just complete a pass, it would look good." End of quote.
Yes.
And there's your Jets winning over the Bengals, 39-38. Vince Ferragamo. Right.
Yeah, that was quite the game. They were up by two touchdowns. The Bengals were, and Joe Flacco's having a decent game, and then all of a sudden Justin Fields. But I feel really strongly about his dedication to trying to come back, because he went into a meditation, Jackie. Yes. A private meditation on his own, reflecting and then giving thanks to where he's at, and he needed help, and he looked above, and that's where he was getting it from. And, you know, sometimes that little extra push, that little extra memory, that belief is going to get you where you need to go. And he did it, and they came out and had a great game. I'm happy for him.
I was very happy because he was getting heat from everybody, not only the local papers and everything, but his owner came out and said something about if we can complete a pass.
He went above the owner, and that's the highest part you can go to.
Right. But I got to jump back just quickly, Mike, to that Eagle-Giant game. I got to tell you that the Giants lost a critical piece to their offensive resurgence this year in Cam Scatabo.
Yes.
The young man's I don't know why the networks allowed it to be shown, but his ankle was totally dislocated away from his lower leg, and it just grossed so many moms out. It's going
to
make few moms not let their kids play. But the juice that they're losing that he and Jackson Dart were having, Vince, was so special.
Did you see the distress on everybody's face?
Yeah,
after
everybody
he was hurt, Jackie.
Everybody
I don't want to see anybody get hurt like
that. The last time I saw something like that was when Joe Theismann's leg was going the wrong way.
That was
the last time I saw something like that. And it was just, for these young players, I just hate for them to experience it because it could take some of the vigor out of your ability to compete.
Let's hope he can come back, Michael.
Speaking of distress, if you looked at the players on the Atlanta Falcons, Atlanta was set fire to by the Dolphins, who are having a rough year, 34-10. Vince, walk us through this one.
Well, just real quickly, Mike, 141 yards rushing for the Dolphins. Made it much easier for Tua to complete three touchdown passes in that game, or even four. I think he had four touchdown passes. And they helped Bijan Robinson to under 50 yards rushing. That was the difference.
Right.
All right, Jackie, how about the Bills over the Panthers, 40-9?
Well, that really was a game that I think the Buffalo had to have. They needed something like that. They knew that the Panthers were not capable of playing with them man for man with both their rosters. And so they came out and they did what they do best. They ran the football well. Their quarterback was very good at what he did. They got back to being who they are. You know, they had seven sacks, three takeaways. So, you know, you got to give the Bills the credit for trying to correct the problems that they're having, especially in light of the fact that they're second in their own division right now to the New England Patriots.
James Cook, Mike, he had 216 yards rushing, total rushing yards for that team, 245.
There's your rushing game.
You don't ever lose a game when you have that many yards rushing, believe
me. Rarely ever.
All right, so talk about somebody who needed to win, Baltimore. The Ravens 30, the Bears 16. Vince.
Tyler Huntley. Jackie, we talked about it. Now it mimics the offense that Lamar Jackson runs. Todd Monken got them going. They needed this game. This was their season. If they don't win this game, they could be mathematically out of the playoffs. But now they're coming back. They're coming back. Lamar's going to be healthy next week. He's going to play next week. This team is on a resurgence. Now, their defense played much, much better, which they had to do.
Yeah, their defense played much better. But, Vince, you hit the nail on the head with Tyler Huntley. Yep. And it makes me wonder, why did Jim Harbaugh allow for the
Cooper Rush
to be in the lineup for 2 weeks, running plays that nobody on the offensive side of the ball is equipped to run?
Well, in his defense, Jackie, he was the incumbent second-string quarterback in this you know, right from day one, and so he never lost his job. But
so
it's
you're saying,
quite evident that the offense doesn't function the same way.
Yeah, but are you saying to me that they should have that they probably always had two game plans that they practiced and planned to execute in
you
a game?
You can't practice two
game
plans.
Okay, well, how can you expect
Cooper Rush
to duplicate
that's why
what Lamar is doing?
That's why what happened.
It was an unreal expectation, in my opinion.
Jackie Slater, what's with the 49ers? Texans beat them 26-15.
They need Myles Garrett. They need Myles Garrett on this team. Trade for Myles Garrett. Vince, what are they waiting for?
They need some pass rushes. Vince has been saying it, but that's not the only
They're
thing.
They're not
Vince.
Going anywhere, Jack, without a dominant pass rush, okay? Come on.
I agree with that. They really miss the guys that they have rushing the passer and everything. And what did Kyle Shanahan say after the game?
We got outplayed big time.
He said they kicked our, you know what?
Kicked our booty.
And you know, you got to give it to him. He's being perfectly honest. He doesn't have to go and criticize. Yeah. You know, some of the best coaches that I had, Vince, they never said a negative word. They said, we got to get better. And you know what they did in the meetings, Vince? They hit that replay button. They let it go and just until you just was starting the debacle that you had, and then they played back and forth about five times and maybe say two or three words. And just right there in front of your team as you're embarrassed.
On point.
You don't know what to say, Vince.
I know it.
All right, On Point Live with Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater. We're at the midway point, gentlemen.
Yes.
Who do you see looking good for making the Super Bowl?
Well, real quick, Mike, in the playoff structure, I think we're now it's quite evident what teams have emerged at the forefront. I think in the NFC, the West is the Rams and Seattle.
Definitely.
I think those two teams will definitely be there. In the East, Philadelphia and Washington. In the North, it's going to be Detroit and the Packers. And in the South, Tampa. And that's the seven teams will make the playoffs, in my mind, in the NFC. How about you, Jackie?
Well, if you take a look, I agree with you on all of those. And unfortunately, the South, we only have Tampa out of that conference.
That's it.
Out of that division. But when you look at the AFC, you've got Kansas City in the West. You got Kansas City, Denver, and the Chargers. So you got three teams.
I like all those three
to
make it.
You got three teams that are capable of getting into the playoffs and doing some damage. Okay, if you take a look at the East, you got the Buffalo Bills and the resurgent New England Patriots.
Both of those will be in the playoffs.
Both of those have got a legitimate shot. And then when you look over there, you got Pittsburgh, Baltimore with a question mark about it.
Right.
It depends on Lamar and Tyler Hunter, how they get that worked out the remainder of the season. But those two teams. And then over there in the South, you've got just one team, the Colts. And I think they might be the best team that's playing right now in the AFC.
Agree.
All right, time now for speed picks for this week coming up. Week 9, pick 'em. Start with you, Vince Ferragamo, Chicago Bears at Cincinnati Bengals.
Well, I can't go with the Bengals. I'm going with the Bears.
Me too.
Yep. What do you like, Jackie?
So am I. I'm going with the Bears, as well.
Corey?
I'm actually taking the Bengals.
Oh,
look at that. Minnesota Vikings at Detroit Lions. What do you think there, Jackie?
I'm going with the Lions. Their quarterback, their backup quarterback, is just having surgery today.
Jared Goff and the Lions.
I'm with you. Corey?
Yeah, the Vikings, they're bringing back J.J. McCarthy. They took Wentz out and let the Rams just beat the crap out of him. Took off his arm, basically.
Right, basically.
So I'm going to go with the Lions. That team's too good right now.
Yep. Carolina Panthers at Green Bay. I like Green Bay. Vince?
Green Bay, I do.
Green Bay as well.
Corey?
Yep, Green Bay.
Yep.
I'll make it easy on you, Corey. Denver Broncos at the Houston Texans.
We know.
It's weird the Texans are favored, but I'm going to go with the Broncos.
I'm going with the Broncos. I like Bo Nix.
It's almost unimaginable that Houston could be favored over
Denver. It's hard to believe.
They're a pretty good defense, but I'm going to go Broncos. What do you go, Jackie?
I'm going with the Broncos.
All right, back to you, Vince. Atlanta Falcons at the New England Patriots.
Well, they're
going to
make it six in a row. I'm going with the Patriots.
I'm going with the Patriots as well.
And Corey?
Yeah, the Falcons looked like complete trash against the Dolphins, so I'll go with the Patriots.
Mm. All right, 49ers at the New York Giants. Jackie?
I'm going with the Giants.
Well, I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think we're going to have Mr. Irrelevant back.
Yeah, I think the 49ers are going to do well.
Got to come back. Indianapolis at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Corey?
I'm going to go with the Colts.
You got to go Colts. Vince?
I like the Colts, too. Pittsburgh's going to be tough, though, but
Coach three.
You like the Colts as well?
Yes, who do you like, Mike?
I like the Colts. Colts are one of the best teams right
Mike,
now. They're looking good. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up our handicapping. I want to remind you, email us. Tell us what you think. Got questions? onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crn, as in Championship Radio Network, crntalk.com. We'll take a break. We're brought to you by Harmony Cheese. Grab some cheese out of the refrigerator. Enjoy it. And we'll be back to wrap things up for you on Point Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to On Point Live. Michael Horn, that's me. Corey Marino, our producer. The stars of our show, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Chargers are playing at Tennessee. I like the Chargers. Vince?
Certainly Chargers.
Jackie. I'm going with the L.A. Chargers as well.
Corey?
Yeah, Tennessee is one of the bottom teams. I'll take the Chargers.
Corey, New Orleans Saints at the Los Angeles Rams. Who do you like?
I like the Rams coming off a bye, get a little more healthy. Puka's coming back.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Yeah. Definitely the Rams, big time.
For all the same reasons, I like the Rams.
All of us there. All right, Vince, Jacksonville Jaguars at the Las Vegas Raiders. Who do you like?
Man, I tell you what, I can't bet for the Raiders right now. They haven't convinced me on anything, so I have to go with the Jaguars.
Yeah, even though their quarterback fell down in the pocket twice and didn't get sacked, ran for a touchdown.
You're going to go with those guys?
I'm going to have to go.
You guys were beating up on the Jacksonville's quarterback, but I'm picking them this week as well, too. How about you, Corey?
Yeah, I was debating between the Raiders and maybe having the old coach win out one at home coming off a bye, but I just couldn't do it. So I went with Jaguars as well.
Okay. Jackie, Kansas City Chiefs are at Buffalo. This is going to be a good game.
That's going to be a tough game. There's no doubt about it. But I think that Kansas City is primed right now. They're ready to roll into the second half of this season and get it done.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
They can take on anybody right now because the way they won the game against the Commanders convincingly, there's nobody going to stop them.
All right, Corey?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a statement game if the Bills can win, but I don't think they can do it, so I'm taking the Chiefs.
Ooh. Seattle's playing at Washington. I am going Seattle on this one. Vince?
Seattle.
Yeah, I'm going Seattle just because I know that Jaden Daniels has this big question mark about his health.
Yeah. Corey?
Yeah, Darnold's been playing well in Seattle. That defense is good, so I'll take them.
Didn't they have a bye this last week?
They did.
I think they did.
I think they did as well.
Yeah. So they'll be ready.
They'll be smoking.
Corey, Arizona Cardinals at the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. They're going to be coming off that huge loss against the Broncos, so they got to hit back.
I'll do Cowboys as well, too. Jackie?
I'm going with the Cowboys primarily because I don't want any quarterback that's standing and hitting me about waist high, throwing the football behind me.
I got the Cowboys.
There you have it. We didn't get a chance to touch on the NBA, but in 10, 15 seconds, what do you think of this betting there, Vince?
Well, they're embracing sports gambling. I think it's just it's a two-way street. I think you got to be cognizant of that fact, FBI investigating it like crazy, Jackie, and I hope it doesn't ruin the integrity of the game.
All right, we got to go, everybody. Don't forget to email us, onpoint@crntalk.com, onpointlive.net. Our website, harmonycheese.com, is the great cheese for us. And while you're eating that Harmony cheese and enjoying it, think about things that you should be doing. And what would you always say, gentlemen?
Stay on point.